What's up, guys? Amage is back with a new episode of Code 7. So, in the last episode, we found the bookbinder. We got the activation code for Raven's memory. We now know what to do and how we can stop Soli. What we have to do to stop Soli, we have to destroy this whole place, which name I've forgotten, that basically allows to send a signal or data to every single system in the world at once. But Bear ran away, we got ambushed, and now we're here. That was the short version of it. We need to go to the sewers to get out again, and now we will see if we can find a way to get out of here again.
Most of the ceiling has collapsed. I don't think I can move any of it out of the way. Old and rusty pipes, too small for any of us. The wheel is also unmovable. A gutter, not big enough for us to crouch through.
Alright.
Rusty pipes.
Yep. We will deploy Muffin right here and go into the air shaft. Muffin puzzle! Whoa! Alright, let's see. So, while there's no wall ahead, let's start with the classic. You go forward. If no wind ahead, if there is a wall ahead, and if there is no wall left, you turn left. Okay, then everything starts again. So if there's okay. If there is no wall on the right, you turn right. Oh shit, how am I supposed to do this? Up there in the left-right corner, I'm not sure right now how this will play out, because we automatically... Oh, we need to get there, okay. Okay, so we will get pushed down there if there is a button. You know what? We will check this first. Button check is important. If button here, press button. Shit. I said press button. Okay, let's see how this plays out so far. Okay, this looks good. Are you serious? Wait, I will put this up. If no wall right, turn right. That should work now. Because now this is the first thing he will do afterwards. Yes! Perfect! Oh, muffin time! Wait, we solved every single muffin level? That's not possible, right? There was a level in this town with the bookbinder. An air shaft, at least. Okay, maybe that wasn't a real level. I don't know. Anyway. Access LMRPC. Let's check this out. So, files, documents, message in a bottle. Files, documents, message in a bottle. I've tried them all. Code 4, code 5, code 6. It got them killed. Something changed, and I don't know what. We had to come up with something new, something dangerous. Okay, that explains a lot. But that doesn't help. I mean, seriously. Wasn't there more? I thought we find something in here that will help us get out of here. Apparently not. let's... Okay, let's head... Oh. I can go to 01. But no, I like that. I am achievement hunter, so I'm really pissed about some achievements that I didn't get. But okay.
Dead end. Damn it.
Dead end. Damn it. Okay, let's head back to Raven.
There's no way to escape, is there? I can see it in your face.
No. Dead ends everywhere. I guess this is it.
No, I won't let this happen. Not again, I refuse. I will fix this. No, I won't let this happen. But I don't like that this looks like Soli says this.
Bear, whatever happens next, I want to say I forgive you.
No, don't. It's unforgivable. I'm the worst. Had I told you the truth about you, maybe we wouldn't be here.
Maybe.
It's all my fault.
It's okay. I would have married you all the same. I love you. Even false memories won't take that away.
I love you too. So much you can't even imagine.
Shall we please go fighting?
Yeah. Let's go down fighting. Let's face them in the corridor.
I don't want that. Come on. Can I do anything? I can't. I cannot do a single thing right now. Oh, reality? Wall? Deactivate. And activate.
What just happened? The wall vanished and reappeared? I'm going crazy.
Awesome.
No, I saw it too. I don't know what to believe anymore.
I don't know how, but that was me.
You made the wall disappear? How? Is that possible?
I kinda don't like that.
Computing error. Process. What just happened? Reality was altered. Error.
What happened with me?
It's a miracle. Let's go.
Bear.
No time. We need to move.
It's too late.
No, Raven. No. You can't fight it. Come on. We need to go. More Novi are coming.
Bear. Put me down. Don't be foolish. Look. Ah. Around you.
No, there's a way. We'll find a way.
Look, the shadows are gathering. The Novi are coming. And I will kill you soon. Don't make me kill you. Bear, please go.
I can't.
Yes, you can. Run, live. Go and live. For me. Don't let me die for nothing. Promise me you'll leave. Please.
I promise. I will never forget you, Raven.
I know.
Miss Valam, goodbye. We're leaving.
Dude, no, you can't leave her.
I have to.
Wait. I see it now. Code 7. It's not a virus. It's the truth. Oh my god. It's the truth. Soli was right. I shall serve you.
Yes, you see the truth, child. Here, come back. Come back to your wife.
Bear, run.
No, I can't leave her. I have to. I go back.
Come on, dude.
Yes, Bear. Come back so we can save you. Come back before the shadows get too strong. Quick!
Don't listen. That's code 7. Yes, go back to her. Dude, that's code 7.
I can't go back. but I can't remember why. Alex, why can't I go back? What is happening?
You promised Raven to leave.
Alex remembers. I promise you to leave, and I will.
And you trust Alex? Oh, right. You never received Zoya's message. Isn't now an excellent opportunity?
What?
Do not trust Alex. Whatever you...
What?
Come on.
Zoya left this message.
No.
Did you kill her? I can't remember.
Fucking short-term memory loss.
Alex, I'm going back.
Dude, no.
Raven, I'm here.
This is not going to end good, is it?
Hurry, before the shadows come.
I tried.
Oh, we lost Mr. Bear. I feel... What is this? Sadness? I don't like it. Alex, I'm going back to Miss Raven. I can't leave her here. She's part of me now. Goodbye.
I'm not sure
Thank
if I
for everything.
Could have saved him. I'm really not sure. Maida, come with me. Meta?
Alex, I'm close to the Axis Mundi. I need you now. Network connection is open.
Shit.
Now.
The darkness, the visitor. Holy shit, we lost Meta. And Bear. And Raven. All in one go.
We're almost in line of sight with the station. Alright, how's the behemoth status?
It's very statusy or something. Ah yes, here we go. Let the dance begin.
Okay. Wow, that was really...
Battle for the ages.
Slicer, is it not? Join me and you will have the chance to fight thousands.
Are you kidding? I don't want to slaughter, I want to fight, and this is it. I'm going to crush you like an insect. Well, a really, really big insect.
That ought to keep Soli occupied for a while.
I really hope so.
Axis Mundi should be... What the hell?
Something wrong? Station's not there, can you see it? Something wrong?
Unexpected rather than wrong. I didn't see anything at first until I recognized slight refractions of the light. The Axis Mundi station is... I'm not quite sure how to put it.
Say it.
It's like a giant crystal asteroid that's almost invisible. Without the exact coordinates, I would never have seen it.
Well hidden. How are we supposed to land? Reality is glitching, I guess.
What's that supposed to mean?
I somehow hacked reality. Yeah, let's tell her. Let's be upfront about this.
Did what? Hacked reality? Is this some sort of metaphor I'm not getting?
No, I removed a wall. No, I literally hacked reality.
Alright, you know what? I'm not surprised anymore. Everything seems to be possible.
Yeah.
Come on, we need to find a way to get inside the station.
This tree will serve nicely as a sword. On guard, you fool! Oh, it broke! All according to plan.
You call yourself a fighting novice?
I can't find any fucking entries to this crystal. Wait, there. I see it. Initiate landing sequence. Locking. Locked. We're going in. This is as far as the shuttle goes. We have to walk the... Wow. This is beautiful. It's like a crystal cave. Everything glowing blue and purple. I can see reflections of myself everywhere, but... No. Not only reflections. Versions of me. It's like every fragment of the crystals shows something different. I can see space here, the universe there, The behemoth's fighting above me. I can see Orion Station, Schrodinger, a hotel. Everything, there's everything here. It's magical.
I wish I could see it. Thanks for being my eyes, let's go deeper in. Thanks for being my eyes.
Always. But to be honest, the English language just doesn't have enough words to describe this place. And here I thought this place couldn't amaze me more, but here we are.
What's this? It's moving this... Oh, this must be the core.
A core, yes. A core of what? I don't know about you, but this doesn't really look like a network hub to me. This looks like... more. My eyes are not able to entirely focus on it. It's such a weird sensation. The shell is made from glass. No, a fog? It's constantly shifting.
Can you get in? Let's go around it. Anybody or anything? Is anybody or anything else there?
There's nothing else here. As far as I can tell, we're the only ones. No, wait. I hear movement. Something's moving. There's a barrier shielding the sphere, so even if I knew where to get in, I wouldn't be able to pass the protection field. Several energy beams are coming from places behind walls. Maybe we can deactivate the shield from there?
Let's see.
Let's see where this other passage leads to.
You disgust me. Sorry. Looking at this kill for you. Do it yourself, you coward. Oh, better yet. Kill nobody at all.
Your mind is... You swamped to complete. What am I doing?
Jeez, that sounds rough. Okay, let's see where the passage leads.
In this case, I'm kind of glad we let Slicer fight and not Max.
There
or Mater.
There seems to be an entrance to whatever these walls are. I might be able to go around the sphere through there.
Oh, but on the other side, I just think that...
Oh, great. Is this a labyrinth? Of course it is, because things can never be easy, can they? Wait, there's something inside. People? Novi? Oh, I can't tell. They look humanoid, but just as incomprehensible as this sphere. It's like they're made from glass and clouds.
I just thought we could decide who's going to be in the behemoth, so we kinda decided who was with us in this cave with Bear and Raven. So I'm thinking what would be the better option. Maybe we should have Mater on our side? Right now, because now she's kind of gone. I really hope she's not gone for good, but we lost Max. I think instead of Max, probably instead of Max, Slicer would have fought, but that wouldn't make any difference, right? I'm not sure, but I really want to know what happened to Mater. What are you doing? Do they look friendly? Do they look friendly?
Currently they do, but I'm not so sure what'll happen if I get too close to them. They appear to be guards. I guess we'll have to go through there. Huh. There doesn't seem to be a way through without being seen by these things. They're staring right in my direction. Now might be a good opportunity to show me this reality hacking you mentioned earlier.
I guess.
Maybe build a bridge over everything? A cloud I could fly around.
Yeah. It doesn't work that way.
Well, that would too easy anyway. Well then show me.
Maybe we can remove the wall in front. Oh cool. We want to shift left. Okay. Shift left or shift right? Okay, that's pretty cool. Can't shift right now because you're standing there. Okay, that makes kind of sense. Oh no! Yeah. So much for that. Thank you. Alright, now we want that one, not right now, we want that one more to the right. So like, just leave me the fuck alone. And then we want... Alright, now we created a little bit of a path for us. So, now we can move 230, 241, 200. Okay, and now I have to think. So we basically can now go and tell row 1 to do this. Does this help us? I'm not sure. Okay, wait a second. I think I got it. So, you move one up. Okay. And now we need to create the passageway below us. So we need to... Yeah. Okay, you make space for us now. Okay, so if we now move the first row, we can go one, right? Yeah, okay. And then we want the last column to shift up. And the lowest row to shift right. Then we go to... We go down to 30. Yes. We can go to 41 and we can even go to 00. And we just have to move these bastards who are up there. To leave us the fuck alone, basically, which means we go to row number one and shift them left until they are not a problem for us anymore. And then we say row number two, shift right, and we're good. Yes, we got it. X1.
Okay, great. One room down, but there's more.
Oh shit.
Now where these barrier light beams are coming from.
Okay.
There are two generators in this room, which are partially powering the protective shield. If we disable all of them, the shield will drop and we can enter the core. I suggest we... What? Ah! Holy shit! What the fuck? God, that was close. Oh, did you see that? Something whatever is above us. Something big, some sort of crystal matter. I barely got out of the way. It exploded and then just vanished. I couldn't get a look at it. Somehow I have the feeling that meteorite was meant for me. Is this some sort of additional security? Meteorites?
Hopefully not.
But if they target me, I want the generators disabled.
Ouch!
Thinking what I'm thinking.
I am. Okay, can we do... Yeah, okay, we can do the same thing again. Oh shit. Can you move to 01? That was close, okay. So what we want... We want... Oh, come on! So we want this stuff to come down to us. So now you can move to... Oh, right, I want to just... Okay, I got it! So we go 10, and then we tell reality to shift this... Shit. One to the left. To have it destroyed. Yes. That worked. Okay, yeah. That's exactly what I wanted, basically. Okay, that should be it. Come on. Okay, we do the same thing with the enemy up there. We will have him destroyed. That's it. Come on, target me. Do it. Oh shit, I need to move one more in this case. Fuck. Yes, okay. 01 and one more. You need to go completely out of the way. Row 1, shift left. And be destroyed. Yes. That was awesome.
Ouch.
Yeah, come on, stop it. We're done here. All good. X2 it is. Come on.
We need to disable the generators.
Oh shit. Oh, come on. Okay, come on. I can sit this out, I don't care. And boom. Oh shit, now I can't move. I'm stupid. I know, I'm kind of using the lazy approach here. I'm not shifting the room around that much because I don't want to accidentally get killed by one of these other two fuckers. So I'm rather playing it safe, to be honest. Alright. Got that taken care of. Okay. Now, basically, the same thing will happen. So, doing it like this. Okay, now I need to kill these two fuckers, which will basically happen in the same style. Right, one more. Hallway, column, one, shift up. Perfect. Alright, let's go here. The other two on the right hand side, I don't care about them, not at all. They can stay there all day if they want to. So, what I need to do is now row number two, shift up, and have the other enemy taken care of. Alright! Can I just go to 12? That's a little bit annoying. All good, all good. Come on, can we go a little bit faster, please? Oh, no, no, no. I'm stupid. That wasn't planned. Okay, was that all of this stuff? I'm not sure. Okay, a third round was not necessary for me. Oh shit. Shit! I think I will die now. I'm not fast enough. Oh fuck. Yes. That's really shitty, like you come into this room and you're stuck immediately. That's really, really not good. We need to disable the generator. Alright. I can move already. Whew, so finally. Shit, hey. Okay, now I can already destroy the other two without being... Okay, without being killed. That's really good. So, column 5 up. Perfect. Okay, this one will be removed immediately. Okay, on to this one. So, column number 3 up. Okay, then we got rid of the generators. Okay. Oh shit. Okay. So let me think about this one. You know what? I can go to 21. All fine. Thank you. one. Four. 32. Perfect. Hallway, row to right, right, and boom. Very nice. Okay, awesome. Okay, let me wait real quick. Perfect. And now we can move this like this and like this, and then we can leave. This took me a lot of tries, and it was highly annoying at the beginning because you really have to move really, really quick to not get killed immediately. Ooh, what can you see?
A vortex or something surreal. It's a twirling tunnel leading somewhere. Oh, but that's all I can see without going inside. But I guess we don't have a choice, right? Won't
I guess.
Back now.
What did you do to me?
Matters count to price, my friend. It makes you human, or something. You're dead now, bro. So, Alex, it was an honor to fight along with you. See this day, will you? I'm going to take the eternal nap now.
Thank you for everything, Slicer. I'll make everyone know you're the greatest fighter ever to have walked this world.
That'd be something, eh? Greatest fighter. Well, take care of you too.
No.
Very cool. It's over, Soli.
Yes. If only you knew what you have done. But yes, you win, Alex. Raven, I have soon gone. Finish it for me. Save them.
They killed Bear.
I will.
I really want to know what this is all about. Bookbinder, how are you talking to me?
Not important. Listen.
Is that the Bookbinder? Where is this coming from?
We don't have much time. You defeated Soli, and soon they will be gone forever. An AI at the verge of being human. Please, we can't let them die. Let me create an echo of them.
Sure, that makes sense. Yes, of course. Soli is a killer. Why do you need my permission? It's so dangerous. Why do you need my permission?
Soon he will understand. But now you have to trust me.
We are not saving Soli. I hope we're clear on that. After all we went through, he always came back. He always lied. There's no way in hell that I'd let you create a backup of him or whatever you're doing.
Alex, this is between you and me. Will you let me create an echo of Soli?
I think yes. I don't want to save Soli, like in the sense of saving, but I want to delete it completely. I want answers from it. Like, really the whole background to this, the real background to this. So we will use one. I'm just checking to not press too accidentally. We'll press one and create an echo of Soli. Okay, now I'm not sure anymore if this was the right decision, to be honest.
Alex, have you lost your mind? Why would you... After all we've been fighting for... I mean, I don't care anymore. I'm going inside the sphere now. Everything's shaking. What is this place? How can all this fit inside the sphere?
Axis Mundi. The center of this world.
Raven, are you here? Where are you?
We are all here. And we're not. Memories, truths, possibilities, versions of reality. This reality. Alex, it is time for you to learn the truth. Activate the three computers, and the center shall unlock.
The truth? I don't know if I want it.
Same.
I cannot tell you the truth before it may shatter this world.
Is that you, Alex? Are you sending those messages? I can't hear your voice.
She's standing in the middle of the debris, staring at me.
There's the first computer. It's more of a crystal circuit. Shards of glass, cables, glowing lights, the pieces are calmly floating in the air. Do you have access to it?
I guess? Clotho. Okay. Oh boy. What? Okay. Looking good. Okay, it makes it by himself.
Oh, wow.
That's weird.
The shards of this thing just assembled, fused to a bigger shard. The reflection is showing me something. An older man. Is that Lamar from Schrodinger Station? We should take care of the other two crystals.
Yes, of course.
Even if you were forced to do bad things.
If there's no other way.
I see. Sometimes I wonder if love is such a good thing after all.
That became deep all of a sudden. Are you okay?
Well, yeah, absolutely. This whole end of the world stuff makes you think, you know? Come on, let's continue.
I guess.
The second crystal
understand
circuit,
that.
It's humming, almost singing.
Lachesis, or Lachesis? I don't know how to pronounce this. So, oh boy. Come on. It's jumping around. However, it likes to, kinda. Alright, I have it stuck. Okay. Alright. Right. Okay. I think I have to hit the switch again to make it move more. Oh, okay. Fuck, okay. Okay, not stuck again, and this one should go through. Yes! Perfect. System unlocked. Whew!
And the shards assemble again. What is the reflection showing this time? Soli's original core. Where we first encountered him. Alright, one more to go.
This is actually pretty cool. It always feels like the complete ending, but there's still one more episode to come.
You're nothing but binary information, clinging to an organic hard drive. You are only a copy of simulation.
I've seen it with my own eyes, I'm not making this up. It's nightmare material.
Survival is such a weird concept, right? We try everything we can to survive, but what for? Just to exist? Be happy? We all die eventually. Survival just prolongs the inevitable.
Survival is our nature. There doesn't need to be a purpose. We'll live life as a species, I guess. Well, survival is our nature.
I know.
It simply is like that.
It's so programmed into us that we don't even have a choice. We cannot not want to survive. Great. Here I go again, all philosophical. No time. Last computer crystal. Will you do the honors?
Of course I will do the honors. Atropos. Okay, let's see. This could be a hard one because, okay, yep, it gets harder with every single one. Okay, let's go to 08. 5, 6, let's activate all this shit. Okay, it doesn't want to just yet. Oh, he turns it off and on. Go fuck off. You can fuck right off. Okay. Now? Yes. Okay. We're not done. Okay, I have no idea what will happen now, so let's watch this. Shit. Okay, bad timing. I can just do this. Fuck! I wanted to go to 05. Shit. Okay. So. Oh, wait. I wanted to put the key right here. Where's the end? I don't get where the end is. Okay. Oh, really? Wait for it. That was really close. Alright, system unlocked. Okay, it wasn't that hard after all.
The reflections are showing... nothing. They're showing nothing. Odd. Come on, let's see what's in the center.
There's someone. There's a blue dot in there. Why would you say that? It's pretty weird.
Well, let's go inside. Hello, Raven.
Hello, Sam.
Are you here to kill me?
I am here to show Alex the truth.
You have been brainwashed.
No. In fact, I have never been as clear as now. We couldn't have told you before. The knowledge could have killed everyone. But now, with Soli gone and the world disintegrating, it's time to tell you.
Oh boy.
Whatever she's about to tell you, Alex, don't believe it.
Oh, the shadows are coming. Let's hear her out first. I don't know what this is about, but now that stuff's coming to a close, I guess?
It'll all be lies, I'm telling you.
Probably.
Everything around you is not real, Alex. This whole world. We're trapped. Code 7 frees them. They don't die. They are set free.
Like in the Matrix or what?
See, I told you, more Code 7 propaganda. Don't listen to her.
Oh boy.
Do you hear that? The world is close to collapsing. We have to act quickly. Soli tried to save people from the Phantom Plague.
which devours people trapped in here. He could save many, but there were those lost to us. You saw them. Walid Hakim, the loving brother. Richard Colburn, the grieving scientist. Hamza, the guilty friend. Bear, the good-hearted and the love of my life. They are gone forever. But there are those who can yet be saved. I wish I could explain more, but the shadows prevent me from it. They are holding this world hostage. You are more than you think, Alex. You are everything. From here, the center of the world, you can send code 7 to everyone. Free everyone.
Oh, guys, you don't make me do the... No. I'm not going to decide if I want to deploy code 7 or not. This doesn't make sense. This is a trap. And you believe this? You know what? I got a comment on one of my videos that says, okay, this... I made a Soma reference because I thought the whole thing with Marco trapped inside... Like, he copied his conscience into a Novus. So I made this reference to this, and a comment said, like, okay, this is going to be more like Soma that you can imagine yet. So I think I know what's going to happen. I think I know what they will try to tell me, thinking of Soma now. Okay, let's see how all of this plays out. This doesn't make sense.
I know. It doesn't at first. But then, in time. But we don't have time. Please trust me. Spread code 7 everywhere. Here. Now. Or the rest will die.
Step aside, Raven. I'm going to destroy the core before you can harm any more people. Don't give me that setting free bullshit. What about those that Soli has killed? Are we not naming them, huh? Zoya, Bradley, Arica, O'Connell, Bramheim, Lutz, Campbell, Chung, and God knows how many more on Mars and Earth. And for what? Because a faulty AI believes in an afterlife that doesn't exist. This is all madness. Alex, you can't possibly believe her. Everything out of Soli's mouth has been nothing but lies. She can't see that. Let's destroy this core before it's too late.
It's your choice, Alex. Do you believe Sam? Or me?
Come on, don't know. How am I supposed to make this decision now? We're at the end of episode 3, I guess, based on the decisions we have to make right now. And, like, every time they said code 7, like, Soli lies, code 7 is bad, don't trust Soli. And now it's like, okay, you know, we can tell you everything you need to know, but make this fucking decision. This is a joke, right? I mean, what I think... And I really don't want to spoil Soma for anyone. If you're not familiar with Soma, go watch Soma playlist. You can find a whole playlist full of it, and then come back watching this. So, based on Soma, like at the end, everybody's consciousness gets copied into a space station, just like similar to what the Bookbinder does. So, I think this is the whole thing, the whole reasoning behind this. Like, okay, the Earth will explode anyway, more or less. Like, it will, everyone would die anyway. This is the last try to save them by copying their consciousness. I really think that this game really, really wants to reference this. And this is so hard. I hate that decision. I don't want to make it. I really, really don't want to make that decision. The next thing why I don't want to make this decision now is, I don't know when episode 4 will come out. I really don't. Maybe it's in a few weeks, maybe in a few months, maybe next year. I have no idea. The developers did not say a timeline for this. They just say they're working on it. I have to make this decision now and then see how everything plays out in episode 4 in I don't know when. This is really hard. I'm just talking. I just keep talking because I really don't want to decide on this. This is fucked. Like, Raven is a novus. If they copied Code 7 onto her, she will just believe everything it says. I really don't know what to believe. This is so hard. This is so fucked. I mean, Bear knew all of this, but the whole reason behind this was basically to destroy this place. And not to use it to really, really deploy the virus. I don't want to decide. I really don't want to. I can't. I really want to believe Sam. I really just want to say, okay, come on, fuck this place. Let's blow it up. Then we get the option to say we don't want to do this. It might be the right choice. It really... Fucking hell. Like, that was like 2 minutes of talking and you get the option to, like, use code 7 instead of destroying this whole fucking place. You know what? Just for the sake of it, just for seeing what's going to happen, I will believe Raven. Destroying this fucking place, maybe everyone dies with it, I don't know. Maybe, okay, there still has to be episode 4 anyway, so... Game can't be over, but just for the sake of this let's play, let's say we believe Raven.
No! No, you can't! Why would you?
Thank you, Alex. The world is ending now. Maybe we'll see each other again. Farewell.
Door opened. Achievement unlocked.
Fulfill my purpose to serve all who are trapped here.
If everyone would just open their eyes, it could be so easy.
I really would have liked to...
It's a nightmare.
...get more detailed into this. Pesithea paused. Like, it didn't even... Like, we did not get any details. Oh shit! It is like Soma! Oh fucking hell! Everyone's waking up! Oh god damn it! The simulation where she was trapped in was stopped! I can't fucking believe, and I can't fucking believe that you will leave me with this now here. Fucking hell. That was awesome. Okay, now I get the whole Soma thing you were talking about. Holy shit. What would have happened? Like, no, seriously. She woke up now. Okay, good. Fair thing. We can have an episode 4 with... her playing a role in it? What would have happened if we would have destroyed the whole fucking place? What would have happened in episode 4? Holy shit, that was intense. That was epic. That was really epic. I can't stop fangirling over this game. It's really, really awesome. I would love to have more games like this. More games like Soma. Really... more kind of this consciousness and mindfuck stuff. I love this kind of games. If you have any suggestions for me for these type of games, put them in the comments, really. I love these kind of games, and you don't find them on an AAA list, like a AAA game list. I don't know why, because they're honestly, honestly the most impressive there are. So... you have to kind of go into the deeps of indie games to find these type of games, and I just love them. So if you have some, just put them in the comments. I love these kind of recommendations. And that was it so far. Episode 3, your decisions. I really have to drink something after this. Did Bear escape the Phantom Plague? No, oh, it was possible to have him live? Fuck. Okay, but in the end he woke up, I guess. I think he woke up just like we did now. I think that was that Sawyer that woke up? I'm not sure. But in the end, it would have happened the same to him. Oh no, fuck, the Phantom Plague got him. They kill these people before they can wake up. Shit. Okay, but in the end, okay, that's what I, fuck. Why wanted Raven Bear to come back to get killed by the Phantom Plague? If that's not going to save him. That was really, really, holy shit. That's really confusing. I really, really look so much forward to episode 4, to revealing everything. And that Metapilot the beam of no. Okay. 50-50. Max, no, 75%. Slicer piloted the beam of 78% of people did not do that. I can't believe it. Slicer, oh no, wait, shit, oh. But still. Only 21% had Slicer pilot the behemoth. Maybe the other people killed him. Did you allow the bookbinder create an echo of Soli? Ooh, 50-50. That's interesting. Did you initiate code 7? That's almost 50-50 as well. You get so little information. I'm just pissed that I couldn't get Bear to flee. Because I think, if I understood it correctly, he now is dead. That's it. End of story. And with code 7, we could have saved him so he wakes up? I'm really not sure. There's so much speculation now, and there's so much going on in my head about this right now. I will have to think about this for the next few days. I know it. I had to do the same thing with Soma after finishing it. So all I can say is, get episode 4 ready. Like, now. I want to play it. Fucking hell. Okay, back to menu with escape. Game should be saved. I will stay with my decisions. Perfect. Okay, that means this episode ends here. This game is so epic. Episode 3 was mind-blowing. I really, really have to say that. I loved every single minute of it. I really hope you did as well. If you did, hit the like button, leave me a comment. Again, if you find suggestions, we have to wait for episode 4 now. So if you have suggestions, put them in the comments. And if you want to see me play those suggestions, don't forget to subscribe. And then I will see you hopefully in episode 4 and more hopefully in another project. I'm not really sure what I will play in the meantime. Highly depends. So I hope that I can see you in the next video. So, see ya!